Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on MLB Central, your hosts Benson Fechter and Will McElhatton will discuss many topics, including StatCast debuts today on MLB Network, Ortiz gets a game suspension for ump contact he will appeal, and Russell and Cubs lineup expectations. Five debates we can't wait for StatCast to settle, and more. Fans, you too can be part of the show if you call in at 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral.
On this day in baseball history in 2012, Phil Plummer's first major league complete game is baseball's 21st perfect game. When he retires all 27 Mariners he faces in the White Sox's 4-0 victory at Safeco Field. A 29-year-old right-hander had Tommy John surgery in 2005 is the third pale host pitcher to have to accomplish perfection, joining Mark Burley 2009 versus Tampa Bay and Charles Robertson 1932 versus Detroit. That's time for the baseball joke of the day. A rookie pitcher was struggling at the mound, so the catcher walked out to have a talk with him.
"I think I know your problem,"
he told the pitcher.
At this one point in every game, you always start to lose it."
"What is that?"
"To the national anthem."
So, there's this new revolutionary technology called StatCast that revolutionized the sport of baseball, and MLB Network is debuting that tonight, which is real-time statistics tracking. So, just to give a little bit of a background knowledge on it, it's a super, basically, stat intake software that is now in every single Major League Baseball park. Now, every MLB Network showcase game will feature it. These cameras are in every single Major League Baseball field. They're high-definition optical cameras that allow StatCast to do the stuff that they're doing. So that's just a little bit of background on it. But, I mean, baseball fans are going to have an opportunity to view a live game like never before. StatCast tonight makes its television debut during the MLB Network showcase game between the Cardinals and Nationals, and StatCast will be showcased during every single MLB Network showcase. And, I mean, it's just amazing, like, if anybody's ever wondered how fast the ball comes off of somebody's bat or just how much ground somebody can cover in the outfield, and your chance to get definitive answers is final here. So, this whole StatCast revolutionary technology, what are your thoughts on it?
I think it'll definitely change the way that people watch the game and think of the game. And, like, what do you know what it's going to be? Is it going to be, like, a little thing on the side that says all these stats?
I mean, like, think about, too, the Major League front offices are probably going to use StatCast, too. I mean, the fans are obviously having the chance to see the groundbreaking abilities, but front offices are definitely going to be using it and to try to pick players that they see that they like and for free agency. It gives more than advanced sabermetrics and now that StatCast is here, I think that's going to be the new statistic thing that every single fan is going to want to go to instead of advanced sabermetrics.
Yeah, and I also think, I mean, if you look at some of the stats that the MLB has now, like WAR and all these other stuff, I just think this will add a whole new level of complexity to it.
I mean, we saw StatCast last year in little clips during the All-Star game and the postseason, as well as a little bit this season earlier, a few clips, but not during the game. Like, beginning tonight with the Cards Nats clash, the technology will be incorporated in every MLB Network showcase game, as I said before, and it's expected to be available through additional broadcasts this season. So, besides just watching, for me, like, the Pirate game, I can tune in to MLB Network showcase game and see this revolutionary technology, StatCast, being used.
Yeah, and I hope, like, as this keeps getting larger, maybe one day that the local channels will have to offer it also.
So, in preparation for its launch on an entirely new level, we're going to give you a little bit more in depth of a background on what exactly StatCast can do it what it will mean for Major League Baseball. So fans out there are probably wondering right now, what is StatCast? Okay, so StatCast is a state-of-the-art tracking technology that is capable of gathering and displaying previously immeasurable aspects of the game. StatCast collects the data using a series of high-resolution optical cameras along with radar equipment that has been installed in all 30 Major League ballparks. The technology precisely tracks location with movements of the ball and every player on the field at any given time. So StatCast is displaying previously, immeasurable aspects of the game. So it's going to change everything that fans have ever seen in Major League Baseball, and it's just absolutely revolutionary.
Yeah, definitely. It'll just totally change the game in so many ways in a statistical matter.
So some of StatCast are glossier terms. The result is an unparalleled amount of figures and information covering everything from the pitcher to the batter to any defensive players and everything in between. StatCast has been deemed by MLB Network analyst Brian Kenny to be a revolutionary technology that will change the way fans around the world view our national pastime. So fans around the world get the chance to see this new revolutionary technology, as Brian Kenny said. And it's just going to give the fans a better experience while watching the game instead of just people can say watching baseball on TV is boring. I would have to disagree with that, but there are the people out there that do say that. And now that they have this new dimension of the game with StatCast, share the bore that some people feel while watching baseball and then help that and create baseball as being one of the more highly touted sports in the United States and all over the world, maybe one day passing the sport that everybody loves right now in the United States, sport of football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just watching a demo of it here now, and it's they have everything from the perceived velocity to the velocity that it comes off the batter's bat and how far and it goes. It'll just totally make baseball itself a lot more entertaining.
I mean, also, if you think about it, the StatCast can take these stats with the high-resolution optical cameras. What's not to say that they could use this to changing instant replay forever so it's instant as it's supposed to be. The StatCast uses it, and if the umpires don't make the correct call, StatCast can instantly provide them with the right feedback through an earpiece or something.
Yeah, definitely. It'll definitely change it in an umpire perspective, too.
I mean, also, you could take a little step forward if StatCast can do what it's doing right now. I mean, I know it's a bit far, but you could one day not see any umpires anymore because these cameras and these computers are 100% accurate. There's no need for instant replay, no need for arguing or any of that. You can't. You're out or you're safe, and the computer, I mean, is usually 100% accurate. I mean, if not 99.99% of the time, it is.
Mhm. That's a scary possibility, but I mean, in the near future, wouldn't it be as surprising?
Like, also fans might be asking, can StatCast measure? I mean, in my mind, with all the demos I've seen with StatCast and the All-Star Game and the postseason, we should be asking what can't StatCast measure. Starting with the pitcher, I mean, StatCast can obviously measure the simple data points such as velocity. That said, StatCast digs a whole lot deeper, also providing, as you said, the perceived velocity, which is a number derived from the velocity of a pitch at the exact release point. After all, a 90-mile-per-hour pitch delivered from a 54-inch release point will seem faster to a hitter than a pitch at the same velocity released from 2 inches closer to the mound. So it's going to give a whole new dimension as to perceived velocity. That's going to change everything. So you might see Revolver Chapman throw up 103 miles per hour, but the perceived velocity could be 110 miles per hour with a 7.3 feet extension that he gets on the mound.
Yeah, I also think this will sort of, you could see how what players are good at and not, and I think this will definitely help teams also. If you see a guy hit the ball a lot harder than one, you may think to play him back a couple feet or something, and I think or their true, what their true speed is. I just think this would change it.
I mean, players are probably going to look into this if you think about it, too. See what third, I mean, they like to know how many distance they covered, and that's how fast they hit off their bat, how fast their perceived velocity is, and then they'll make adjustments. Like the hitters, if they see the perceived velocity and they see it's a 92, but let's say you get a ball of jam an extension of 7.3 feet and it's perceived at 96 miles per hour, hitters will adjust to that between earlier than what they're doing currently in the field. I mean, like, as I was talking earlier, when I was speaking of the release point, stats measure the distance from a pitcher's release point to the front edge of the pitching rubber on every pitch. It will also calculate the time it takes for a pitcher from his first movement to delivering the pitch toward home plate, as well as the ultimate spin rate of that eventual pitch. We're going to take a quick break on MLB Central. I'm Betts Detector. My co-host is Will McLaughlin. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
This night ain't for the faint of heart, for the faint of heart, for the faint of heart. This night ain't for the faint of heart, 'cause the faint of heart gon' fall apart. The promised land.
And now we are going to move from the StatCast area that we're at now to David Ortiz, and he gets a one-game for contact with ump, and he will appeal his suspension. Red Sox slugger David Ortiz received a one-game suspension and an undisclosed fine from Major League Baseball on Tuesday for making contact with umpire John Tupain during the fifth inning of Sunday's game against the Orioles at Fenway Park. So, Will, what are your thoughts on David Ortiz getting the suspension for making contact with umpire John Tupain during the Patriots Day game against the Orioles at Fenway Park? It appears as if Will has dropped, but we will go on nevertheless. So Ortiz has elected to appeal the suspension, which is scheduled to begin Tuesday with the Red Sox opening a road series against the Tampa Bay Rays at Tropicana Field. Ortiz's suspension will be held in abeyance until the appeal is processed. Ortiz was rejected from Sunday's loss to the Orioles after disputing a check swing call by third baseman umpire Jerry Mills. Next wave. Top prospect Russell joins Cubs. So, just to give a little bit of background before we dive in, Addison Russell, he's a highly touted prospect for the Chicago Cubs, and I'm not 100% sure, but Will, are you back on the show?
Yes, I am.
All right, so we just briefly talked about Dave Ortiz. So, what are your thoughts on his suspension coming after disagreeing with a third strike check swing call?
Yeah, it's just he could have held it back and just not used his emotions to go out and do something so stupid like that, and I just think it'll really ruin his reputation.
I mean, he should deserve the suspension. I mean, if you make contact with an umpire, you deserve at least a one-game suspension, and that's what he got. I think it's fair. I mean, it's one game. He shouldn't be appealing. No matter what happens, it's one game. Out of 106 news games, one game is nothing, but obviously he wants to play in that one game. That's why he is appealing.
Yeah, I mean, he could just think of it as his day off. I mean, I think, yeah, especially one game. I mean, suspension is usually something that, like, Alex Rodriguez did where it's a whole season. I think he should just take it.
So now we're going to move a little bit towards up. Next play is how the top prospect, Addison Russell, is joining the Cubs. So what are your thoughts on Addison Russell coming up to play against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in Pittsburgh?
I think it'll be a huge success for this Cubs organization. I mean, they already got Chris Bryant up, probably the most respected prospect you've seen in a while. And then you get another amazing player, Addison Russell, to come up. I just think team being so young, all these great players, I think they're due for a destiny soon.
But as you said, first it was Chris Bryant. Now Addison Russell, the Cubs' number two prospect, is joining the big league team. So the number one prospect, number one and number two prospect are coming up within a week of each other, which obviously is going to make the fans in Chicago happy. Too bad they're playing in Pittsburgh. Hopefully it can do a little bit better facing Chris Bryant instead of giving up that Little League home run last night, which was quite embarrassing. But nevertheless, Chris Bryant and Addison Russell are in the major leagues within a week of each other, number one and number two prospects of the Chicago Cubs. And fans, you have to be excited if you're a Chicago Cubs fan. And even if you're a Major League Baseball fan, I mean, as my Pirates play the Cubs tonight, I don't hope they do well, but I do hope that Pirates obviously shut down Chris Bryant and Addison Russell.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially for the Pirates, this is going to be a hard one to win because, I mean, they have so much mojo with them coming up. It's going to be our game.
I mean, Russell was called up just before Tuesday night's game in Pittsburgh, and he will play second base and hit ninth against the Pirates in his big league debut. He's 21 years old. He was moved from shortstop to second base at Triple A Iowa, which put the infielder on the fast track to the big leagues. So, Starling Castro is a shortstop, so it was a great move for him to go to second base, and he's on the fast track to the big leagues. He's batting ninth tonight. I mean, it doesn't really matter where you bat. Joe Maddon is a mastermind. He'll get him as at bats. He'll probably get a hit in this series. I don't want that to happen, but he'll get a hit real soon. And Addison Russell and Chris Bryant are just going to be a power tandem coming up for the Chicago Cubs.
You're going to take the risk and have Addison Russell as your beat the streak player for tonight?
I'm not going to take Addison Russell for my beat the streak tonight. In fact, I am going to pick somebody completely different from Addison Russell, because my Pirates are playing against Addison Russell. Why would I pick him to get a hit tonight? Anyway, person that I'm picking to beat the streak tonight, try to get a leader tied up in the Mount Lebo group, is
Miguel Cabrera, he's facing Nathan Eovaldi. He's magical against him by 667. He's been 4-0 this year, so odds are in my favor. Not Madison Russell's.
Yeah.
Okay, so entering Tuesday's action this year, the Cubs' second baseman has a combined 146, which is near the bottom of the National League. Russell signed 318 at Iowa, so that's about 200 average. Do you think with the addition of Addison Russell, they will bring that second baseman's Cubs average up and maybe get up to that 318 where Addison Russell was batting at Iowa before being called up?
I think it definitely will, but I don't think it'll happen as quick as Cubs fans are really looking for it to happen. I mean, not really has any player except for Yasiel Puig come into the league just take it by storm. So I think they'll get there, but just take some time.
I mean, Joe Maddon even said, we're just trying to give him that opportunity to play there. Said before Monday's game about Russell's move from shortstop to second, he said, personally, I like guys that play in a bunch of different spots in the minor leagues if you can. You never know where the need will be on the major league level. So that's kind of interesting what I think he said. We're just putting him there to see what he can do there. Do you think there's any chance that Starlin Castro could be traded to get some a new wave of prospects or possibly an ace, and then you can move Addison Russell right into shortstop? Could that be a possibility coming up for the Chicago Cubs?
I mean, I think it's just going to have to depend on how Addison Russell plays. And, I mean, if he comes in and just crushes the ball and plays outstanding defense, I think that's definitely a possibility. But I think they're going to try to keep that pretty low on their radar screen right now.
I mean, I think the only way this could happen is if he has a Yasiel Puig start, as you mentioned, too. If Addison Russell goes off like Yasiel Puig did when he came up with the Dodgers and went on that 42-8 magical run in June, then that's the only chance as he's done in catch for being traded away. But there also are other possibilities I think you could toy around with in the hyperbolic chamber, like you trade Starlin Castro, and let's say you get another ace to back up John Lester, and then you have a powerful rotation going into the playoffs. So, like, what in your mind would be a proper trade? Let's say Starlin Castro and one of their prospects, for example, like an artist, Mendy Alcantara. I mean, I don't think Jorge Soler, Chris Bryant, or even Addison Russell. Let's say they traded Alcantara and Castro, and they tried to get, let's say, their crosstown native, Jeff Samardzija. Do you think that would be a good deal for the Cubs?
I think it would definitely help them. I think their offense would slow down, but I think their pitching would get a big boost from a guy like Jeff Samardzija.
We're going to go to our 7-minute stretch. We've been doing the 7-inning stretch lately, but we're changing it to the 7-minute stretch. So what it is we go to take it after the ball game at around the 7-minute mark, which we are right now. Then after that, we go into our closing statements and then the actual, and basically just the same thing, just a little bit of a different name. So we're going to the 7-minute stretch and taking after the ball game.
Thank you.
We're back on MLB Central in time for the closing statement. So, Will, if you had to take away one thing from the show, from the Faith Fashion segment, what would you say about the show that we have done today?
I would definitely take away the StatCast. Looking forward to the debut tonight on MLB Network, Dodgers against the Cardinals. I just can't wait to see some of the really neat stats that they will be showing there tonight.
I mean, I'm with you guys. Your StatCast is revolutionizing and everything, but one thing that I'd also like to take away is the possibility in my mind that Starlin Castro could be traded and that might actually work out for the Cubs, getting an ace and helping the already spectacular rotation even better and make them be a serious World Series contender. Okay. So, I'd like to thank Kathleen Fetcher and Brian Fetcher for helping with the planning and production of MLB Central. Tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7 p.m., you can tune in to MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Listeners, please follow MLB Central on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL I said before and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Edson Fetcher, my co-host is Will McLaughlin. You can email us at mlbcentral1@gmail.com. Have a great day.
Shout out to Dustin Hoffman.